Congratulations, you have completed the first two stages of the Urban Safari with some success. Now we're going to tell you about the Rugby School, the school where William Webb Ellis' legendary move was born. Until 1845, the rules of football at Rugby School were transmitted from generation to generation by word of mouth. On August 28, 1845, head schoolboy and football captain Isaac Gregory Smith instructed three senior boys, W.W. Shirley, W.D. Arnold, and F.L. Hutchins, to write down the previously unwritten rules. They did that in 3 days, and another schoolboy, Charles Harcourt Chambers, illustrated the 37 rules. His drawings were the first ever images of football at rugby. Running with the ball was one of rules. The decision to write down the 37 rules and print them in a booklet format secured their distribution to other schools and countries as the game spread slowly across England and then the world. Running with the ball became a common feature of football at rugby sometime between 1830 and 1840. Thomas Hughes, the author of Tom Brown School Days and former school football captain, wrote, "In my first year, 1834, running with the ball to get a try by touching down within goal was not absolutely forbidden, but a jury of rugby boys of that day would almost certainly have found a verdict of justifiable homicide if a boy had been killed in running in." The rugby ball. It was William Gilbert, a boot and shoe manufacturer in the town of Rugby, who is credited with the making of the earliest rugby balls to be used in the school football game at the beginning of the 19th century. It was made of leather sewn around a pig's bladder, which gave the ball its distinctive oval shape. Another rugby town ball maker, Richard Lindon, is credited with the invention of the rubber bladder and the brass hand pump. The cap, the schoolhouse team of 1839 wore red velvet caps during a match attended by the Dowager, Queen Adelaide. The velvet cap became a sign of attainment at rugby school and was adopted as such by English, Scottish, Welsh and Irish clubs and then by the unions who award them to players after their first international. France award an international cap after three appearances for the country, and the IRB awards caps to the players who play in the Rugby World Cup Finals Tournament, half-time change, in the first foreign 20-a-side match played by rugby school on the 16th of November 1867. The school 20 captained by H.W. Badger played A.C. Harrison Esquire S20 on the close. After 30 minutes the teams changed ends to allow the visitors an equal share of the strong southwesterly wind. It is believed that this is the origin of half-time and players changing ends after the interval.